Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/ACAST.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart. And it is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
Y de copiarles, ¿qué les copiaríamos?
Nuestra sección. De copiarles, ¿qué les copiaríamos? Finlandia is in the house. ¿Saben qué? Hemos buscado las mejores prácticas alrededor de todo el mundo para entender qué podemos copiarle a otras culturas, a otros países que lo están haciendo muy bien. Y fíjense que Finlandia es un caso muy particular. Porque saben que hace poco tuvimos a Enrique Tamés, nuestro doctor en filosofía, director de programas de florecimiento humano del TEC de Monterrey, y les presentamos el World Happiness Report, que es el reporte de cuáles son los países más felices del mundo. Y básicamente, entre 140 países, Finlandia vuelve a aparecer por sexto año consecutivo en el primer lugar. Ah, no, ¿cómo no vamos a tener esta conversación? Bueno, ahí nos tienen por cielo, mar y tierra.
Buscando a un finés.
Por todo Finlandia, a un finés. Y entonces está con nosotros Ape. Híjole, qué duro, ¿eh?
Posh Javierta.
Ok, es coach, trabaja para las Naciones Unidas, da cursos a profesionales, estudiantes, emprendedores, a través de de FUNSI. Es experto en innovación y está hoy con nosotros para contarnos qué están haciendo tan bien los fineses, porque esa es la primera corrección.
Exacto, no es finlandés.
Los fineses, que ¿saben qué? Deberíamos de copiarles. My dear AP, I assume you understood AP.
Ape.
Es que Ape, you know what? Finnish for me is the most difficult language I've ever seen. When I was in Helsinki, I was outside an ice cream parlor, and I've never seen the word ice cream written with so many letters, vowels, and consonants.
That is the secret. One of the secrets of Finland is that, and not many people know it, Christian God created the planet in 6 days. Of the seventh day, he understood he had forgotten to put a fine place for fine people. That's when he created Finland. And to prove it, he gave us a divine language, though that nobody else understands it. So that's why we're so happy. That's why we're divine.
Es que dice, es que lo que la gente no entiende es que Dios creó el mundo en 6 días y en el séptimo dijo, voy a crear a la gente más fina y por eso creó a los finlandeses o a Finlandia y nos dio este idioma que nadie más que ellos sin duda alguna entienden. So we have this section in the show where we talk about what other countries are doing, and I think that Finland is such a great example because it appears again in the World Happiness Report as the happiest country in the world 6 consecutive years.
Seven?
Is that seven?
Seven.
Okay. Explain, darling.
First of all, I need to start always. I love Mexico, and there's a lot of stuff that we don't have what you have. We don't have the food. We don't have the people. We don't have the weather. And that is why we're so happy.
Yeah.
We, Finland, we are we're happy with what we've got. And I think that that's the quintessential wisdom. The Finnish happiness is not about material. It is not about having this or having that or working towards this, but being happy with what you have now in this moment. That's the number one thing.
Yeah, but that's very profound, because that is something that, you know, probably every human being is looking for, it to be happy with what you have. But is that something that is ingrained culturally when you are very young? And if so, how is that done?
A good question. It has to do with the history of Finland. So I'll give you a very short summary of. I'm not going to shoot because we have been shot at. Finland is a country very high up in the north. The most famous Finn that, you know, everybody knows is Santa Claus. Santa Claus lives in Finland. But for most of the people in the world, you have never encountered a Finn. You have never heard Finnish language spoken. So Finland is a place that is very far and very far away from everything. And as a nation, we have a couple of things that we have a lot. We have a lot of darkness because we sit so high up on the planet that in winter it's really dark. For months, we have no sun. There's no sun for months, right? And it's cold. And the forests are deep. Now, throughout the centuries, we were first under the Swedish rule. So our neighboring country, Sweden, we were a part of the Finnish-Swedish kingdom. The Finnish ruler, the Swedish rulers made us fight their wars and also keep the riches. So they had the riches. Then the Swedes didn't want us anymore and they gave us to the Russians. So for about 107 years, we were part of the Russian Empire. But the same thing happened. We had no riches. And in 1917, our country became independent, and we noticed that we don't have any riches. And the only thing that we had, to develop ourselves from being one of the poorest countries in the world was ourselves. We had nothing else. And the nature is harsh. So if you ever go outside in Finland in November, you will survive for 12 hours. You know, in Mexico, you can go outside and you can live for a week and you can plant a tree and it grows. There's no problem. It isn't dangerous. But in Finland, the nature is so harsh that the survival component of us Finns is first having the sauna. So we have to have sauna, the warm place that we have invented to survive the cold. But we also have to have very, very tightly knitted communities. And we have to learn a lot. So education, working together, sticking together in tough places, those are the kind of the parts of the Finnish culture that make us Finns. So yes, when you're born a Finn, you understand that everything that you can do or anything you will become in your life is in your hands, or actually in your brain nowadays. So that's kind of the...
That's the logic. Okay, I have no idea how I'm going to remember everything you just said, but I'll give it my best shot. Okay, me dice, a ver, les voy a explicar por qué los finlandeses, por séptimo año consecutivo, somos el país más feliz del mundo. Y es porque los finlandeses sabemos estar contentos con lo que hay hoy. Entonces le digo, es muy profundo lo que estás diciendo, porque eso es lo que estamos buscando todos los seres humanos, estar contentos con lo que hay. Y me dice, mira, y tienes razón en que esto es algo muy profundo y les tengo que compartir un poco de historia de cómo se forma Finlandia. Y dice, nosotros pues somos el país más al norte, somos un país muy lejano. A lo mejor el finés más famoso que todos conocen es Santa Claus, porque Santa Claus es finlandés, es de Lapland. Y you got Santa Claus, ¿verdad? Nosotros fuimos dominados primero por los suecos, que son nuestros vecinos. y luchamos muchas batallas para ellos. Después, cuando los suecos se aburrieron de nosotros, nos aventaron con los rusos. Y Finlandia no se independizó hasta 1917. Y Finlandia es un país donde hay muy poco sol, hay muchos meses de oscuridad, es un país muy frío y con bosques muy poblados, muy profundos, muy oscuros y gélidos. Entonces, nosotros, cuando fuimos libres en el 1917, pues éramos un país pobrísimo. Entonces, los finlandeses pensamos, ¿cómo le hacemos para dejar de ser uno de los países más pobres del mundo? Porque no tenemos nada. Y se dieron cuenta en ese momento que lo único que tenían eran a ellos mismos. Y que esta forma de pensar y esta cultura es algo que se ha pasado de generación en generación. Y que cuando nace un finlandés, nace con el pleno conocimiento y sentido de responsabilidad, que lo que sea que él quiera ser o lo que sea en lo que él quiera convertirse, depende únicamente de él. ¿Qué tal la lección? ¿No está muy fuerte? Uh-huh. Bueno, regresando del corte, vamos a hablar de algunas otras cosas. So that's number one, and I love the explanation. I think I did a pretty good job translating.
It sounds a lot better. Very good. Sounds very good.
It's called the Latin passion. It's called the Latin passion. Okay.
Yes.
Second thing that we should learn from the Finns.
Trust.
Oh my God.
Trust.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Trust.
You're bringing up a subject that is very sensitive in this country. Because
yes,
I think if there's something we lack in Mexico, and I think my audience will not let me lie, is we trust almost no one. And
yes,
that is a huge problem. So explain why trust is so important in Finland. How do you learn to trust when you actually don't? And why does trust make you a happier person?
That's, wow, those are big questions. Even our mutual friend Enrique Tamés couldn't respond to these philosophical questions in a week.
You're going to do a great job.
I'm better than him, so I'll explain this in a couple of minutes. First of all, trust. Trust is at the heart of love. Trust is at the heart of trade. Trust is at the heart of education. Trust is at the heart of the society. Mm-hmm. If the society doesn't have trust, the society doesn't work. In Finland, in our legal system, a verbal agreement is binding, right? We don't have to sign agreements. We can actually, you want to buy my house, I sell it to you, I give you a price, and we agree, and that deal is done. You learn to trust because you have nothing else. Remember when I said that that Finland was a poor country, and now we're not poor, but luckily the trust has been, we have been able to carry that trusting with us. In Finland, you trust, you have to trust, that you want to trust, and you trust, because it makes life so much easier. You don't have to worry, you don't have to second guess, you don't have to, does he know? If the doctor says, I'm going to operate your brain, you don't have to think whether he got this license from El Salvador or somewhere. But, you can actually trust that he's a surgeon. He knows how to operate your brain. You can trust. If you think of how much inefficiency in a society exists because of no trust, then you gave the example, Mexico. I love your country. Oh, my God. It's wonderful. But the lack of trust is a key component that you should change. And the interesting thing is, and this is a wisdom that Enrique has not heard because I have invented this myself. Mm-hmm. You know that when you love someone and a new person arrives and you start loving that person, for example, you get a child, You have loved your people and the child is born and you start loving that child. That love is not away from anyone else. Love is not like money, right? You don't have a certain amount of love that you can give. Love is endless. Same applies to trust. Start trusting and new trust is born. The trust that you give to anyone and everyone else is not away from anyone.
Yeah.
No. On the contrary, it builds trust.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fantastic. And I do think we're going to end up in an argument because I'm thinking of what my audience is thinking right now. And probably what they're thinking is, you know, there's a very famous saying that once you get burnt with hot milk, you will blow on even yogurt. So what that means is that maybe initially we have the intention of trusting, but that maybe we have been let down so many times by our government, by our institution, maybe even by our neighbors, that we have lost the enthusiasm of trusting.
But it is because you haven't trusted. There is a saying, remember, I compare trust with love. And this actually has a background. I know people who are trust researchers. And I have had a discussion with one of the leading trust researchers in the world. She studied at Stanford. I asked her, after all of her long explanations, how trust is born and blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. I asked her, because I'm a simple man. Listen, I'm a simple, slow, stubborn, and stupid guy. I'm a simple man. I simplified. I said, isn't it so that trust is born when you just start trusting? And there's a saying when it comes to love, and she hasn't been able to say it, it's not like that. But there's a saying when it comes to love, it's better to have loved than never to have loved at all. And if you start trusting, and if you just keep on trusting, and if your community starts trusting, if your society starts trusting, if they demand it from the people in the decision makers, then trust will be there. But for as long as you are cowards in trusting and you accept the fact that yogurt might burn because it's white, all I'm saying is go back to school.
Oh my. Okay. Let me say all this in Spanish before we take a commercial break. A ver, dice que la segunda razón por la cual los finlandeses son felices es porque confían. Y le digo que eso nos toca a lo mejor una llaga a todos los que estamos escuchando el programa, que vivimos a lo mejor en México, porque estamos conscientes. Y es más, ¿sabes qué? Voy a buscar a esta mujer de la cual está hablando, porque hay gente que se dedica a estudiar el tema de la confianza. Porque en México tenemos una gran desconfianza, a lo mejor con justa razón, en nuestros sistemas, en nuestros gobiernos, en nuestros políticos, a lo mejor a veces hasta en los vecinos y entre nosotros. Entonces le decía yo que cómo confías cuando no confías. Entonces dice, mira, algo muy importante que quiero que sepan es que el amor es fundamental, dice AP, la confianza es fundamental para el amor, es fundamental para la educación, es fundamental en una sociedad. Y es fundamental hasta en un intercambio. Me dice, imagínate tú que en el sistema legal finlandés tenemos tan arraigado la importancia de la confianza que yo te puedo vender tu casa solamente dándote mi palabra. Y que en Finlandia tu palabra te compromete legalmente a cumplir con ese acuerdo. Entonces, solamente con el uso de la palabra eso ya es legal en Finlandia. Ese es el nivel de confianza. Entonces le digo, sí, digo, suena muy sensacional, pero como dicen aquí en México, la burra no era arisca, la hicieron, o cuando te quemaste con leche le soplas hasta el yogurt. Entonces dice, sí, lo que pasa es que todos tienen que pensar que si alguien no empieza a querer tener el valor de confiar, las cosas probablemente nunca cambien. Y uno tiene que tener la valentía de confiar. Y si todo el colectivo confían unos en otros, se crean estos círculos virtuosos sociales, como lo que viven en Finlandia. Lo que pasa es que aquí ya nos meteríamos en una conversación eterna sobre valores, sobre ética, sobre corrupción. Pero bueno, yo creo que lo importante es que sepan que esta es una de las razones por las cuales Finlandia es un país feliz. Ya van dos. Una, están contentos con lo que hay. Y dos, confían. Y yo sí creo que en México uno de los grandes problemas estructurales que tenemos es la profunda falta de confianza que tenemos unos con otros a todos los niveles. Y por eso voy a buscar a esta mujer. Ahorita le voy a decir a AP en el corte comercial que me diga dónde la encontramos. Pero vamos a hablar con una experta en confianza. Déjenme decirles que está con nosotros desde Helsinki, en Finlandia, AP Pojavirta. Él es un coach, es conferencista y está el día de hoy con nosotros para decirnos que de copiarle a Finlandia, ¿qué le copiaríamos?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/ACAST. That's greenlight.com/ACAST.
Ya habló de que los finlandeses están contentos con lo que tienen, que algo central en la cultura finesa es que confían, algo que vamos a tener que hacer un programa sobre la confianza porque es un serio problema en nuestro país, la desconfianza que tenemos con todos y entre todos. Y vamos con el punto número 3. So, reason number 3 why Finns are so happy. Community.
And a community not just in the sense of a family and a village, but a community in the broader, in the broadest sense of the word.
How?
What does, I'm about to explain to you. It starts with the, remember, Finns are happy with what they got. Finns and Finland, we're not rich. So we're not used to having riches. That means that we understand that doing anything and everything, we have to rely on ourselves. We have another one else. That means that we are good at something, but we also understand what we're not good at. And this is one of the big items when you're discussing communities. A doctor knows that they're a good doctor, but if you're a PhD, it doesn't mean, for example, if you're a PhD in education, that you could be a medical doctor. So everyone has a role in the society. And the communities were very important already in the days behind, in the past days in Finland. When something broke, when there was a storm and a roof went, you know, blasted off, the community went and fixed the roof. We went and helped the others without waiting or expecting anything to in return, because we knew that if we wouldn't do it, we would need to carry those weaker ones on our backs, because in our community, everyone is included. And that means that you, when you invest into the community, you also invest into yourself. So it is a circle that produces good. And we haven't done that not just in the communities, but we've also done it in technology. We're here sitting, I'm in Helsinki, and you're there in the beautiful Mexico, looking at those, waiting for those tacos, Oh, Taco al Pastor. It's, you're waiting for that. Yet from the TCP/IP packets that travel over the internet, the stack, the technology stack, the LAMP stack, Linux, Apache, Nisi, MySQL, and the PHP programming language. All those technologies were developed in Finland and Sweden using open source technology. Open source technologies are technologies where the community owns the technology.
Yeah.
And that means that the communities of Finland are responsible for you having the possibility to have the radio show.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So let me say that in Spanish. A ver, dice que número tres, la razón por la cual los fineses son tan felices es porque tienen un gran sentido de comunidad. Y fíjense la lógica que tienen en Finlandia. Dice, por ejemplo, no es un sentido de comunidad de todos juntos y vamos a apoyarnos. No, es algo mucho más profundo. Y pone un ejemplo. Si, por ejemplo, tenemos una catástrofe natural y se voló el techo de alguien, todos los finlandeses automáticamente se sienten responsables de ayudar a reparar ese techo antes de que nadie les pida el favor y sin esperar nada a cambio. Porque entienden que si ellos se fortalecen entre ellos, eso significa que no vas a tener que ir cargando a los más débiles. Y entienden que mientras que se fortalezcan unos a otros y fortalezcan la comunidad, el beneficio al final va a ser para el individuo. Entonces, este sentido de comunidad que se permea en todo tiene que ver con el hecho desde que Finlandia se libera de Rusia y se vuelve independiente en 1917, como les decía al principio, un país muy pobre, los finlandeses tienen este sentido de saber que si no lo hacen por ellos, no lo va a hacer nadie. Dice, por ejemplo, el hecho de que estemos teniendo esta conversación, tú en la Ciudad de México, yo en Helsinki, que estemos conectados, muchas de las plataformas tecnológicas que hoy usamos todos en todo el mundo, que fueron diseñadas por los finlandeses, fueron diseñadas para darle un sentido de comunidad al mundo y son libres de uso para poder interconectarnos unos a otros. Entonces dice, en realidad, este sentido de comunidad que estamos viviendo, ustedes cuentavientes, nosotros, junto con APE, que está hasta Helsinki, viene de ese sentido de comunidad finés de usar la tecnología en pro del mundo entero. Ok, because I don't want to run out of time and there's so many things we need to talk about. So after a sense of community, you would say that health system in Finland is extraordinary. And could you please just explain everybody how that works?
Yeah. I also have to start, go back. I have to give you the context. So, you know that child mortality was very high back in the, about, you know, still in some places in the world, child mortality is really high. In Finland, a couple of people in that industry understood that if we educate the mothers to become the caretakers of their children, then child mortality would drop. And that is what was implemented somewhere in the 1910s, 20s. And the drop in child mortality of Finland is the fastest drop of child mortality anywhere in the world ever. And that led us, poor Finns, to understand that healthcare has to be good, healthcare has to be available for everyone, and we have to take care of each other. And thus we still have an open healthcare system that, of course, there's people who say private is better and blah, blah, blah. But in general, you don't have to pay anything if you go and, for example, I became a father 6 weeks ago.
One second, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. Fifth child. We went to labor, blah, blah, blah. You know, the bill was, all of that for giving labor and all staying in the hospital was 90 euros. That is $100. Okay?
Okay.
And it's the world's best system. So that's healthcare, because healthcare takes care of everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Hold on, because I have another question regarding healthcare. Le digo que uno de los pilares de la felicidad de los finlandeses es el sistema de salud que tienen, cuentavientes, que cuando escuchen esto van a llorar porque es considerado uno de los mejores sistemas de salud del mundo. Es totalmente gratuito. Y, por ejemplo, dice, teníamos un problema de mortalidad infantil a principios del siglo pasado muy, muy importante a nivel mundial. Y los finlandeses dijeron, ¿saben qué? Creo que la mejor manera en que podemos resolver esto es a través de educar a las madres y que las madres verdaderamente se hagan y se puedan hacer cargo de sus hijos. Bueno, logramos bajar los índices de mortalidad infantil más rápido que ningún país del mundo. Hoy en día, dice que acaba de tener hace 6 semanas a su 5th hijo, ¿ok? El parto, el hospital, la cirugía, todo el cuento le costó €90. $100, $1,800 tener a su 5th hijo con todos los servicios y todos los cuidados de salud. Now, one question. Healthcare is free in Finland, right? Okay. How much tax does a normal Finn pay a month, a year, or a month, or whatever?
We have a so-called tax brackets, uh-huh, where the more you earn, the more you pay.
The more you pay. And what's the top? Yeah. What's the top percentage?
Well, the top percentage for people who make tens of millions is like 60%.
Okay.
So it's high.
And then the average?
25-30%.
Okay, then it's not that bad. Dice que tienen como brackets, que depende de cuánto ganes es la cantidad de impuestos que pagas. Y obviamente de ahí se paga el sistema de salud. Lo que pasa es que allá, pues los impuestos nadie se los roba, ¿no? Pero es el que más gana, pues a lo mejor pagará 60% de sus ingresos en impuestos, pero en promedio es como el 25 y el 30, que es más o menos lo que estamos aquí en México, Leo, Marco, ¿no?
40.
30, 35, hecho, 40.
En la OSDE, o sea, en Finlandia es, sí, 40% el promedio, ajá, 60% la parte mayoritaria, pero la gran diferencia tiene que ver con el tamaño de la informalidad. Sí. Allá no hay informalidad.
Claro.
Y aquí el boquete
aquí todo el mundo paga. Claro, 100%, 100%. Okay, we were talking a little side conversation here. There is no like, o sea, people pay taxes in Finland. That's what they were saying here in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay, now I want you to talk about two more things. Education, which is something, yeah, that we're going to talk about after you with Leo and Marco that are already in the studio. So what's going on with education in Finland? Why are you so great?
We're so great because we know what we don't know. And we focus on becoming better in the things that we know that we don't know. So the curiosity and the understanding that the future of you and your family is in your hands or in your head, that means that you're responsible. You have a chance. Everyone. So climbing up the social ladder in Finland is really easy. For example, our previous prime minister, Sanna Marin, the lady who was 35 years old and was the youngest female premier minister anywhere in the world, her parents were not well off. So all of a sudden she climbs through the ladders and then. So education, we understand, have always understood and will always understand that there's no other way to move forward in life except through education. And to throw into your discussion about Mexican system, remember, I have been involved in creating an example of how the Mexican system could be. What we have done is we have decoupled the education system from the political system.
Oh my.
So in our country, regardless of what politician, whether it's the right wing or whether it's the left wing, they let the education professionals handle the education system because everyone, regardless of political party, everyone is better off when people get well educated. And that's kind of what you should be doing.
Oh, my God. Aplausos. A ver, lo que acaba de decir está, miren, de jalarse los pelos. Dice, número uno, el sistema educativo finlandés es tan efectivo porque de entrada sabemos lo que no sabemos y dedicamos mucho tiempo a pulir y aprender lo que no sabemos. Pero lo más importante de lo que acaba de decir Ape es, en Finlandia el sistema educativo está separado del sistema político. Y ahorita le voy a pedir a Marco y a Leo que expliquen. Y algo muy importante que dije, es muy, muy fácil escalar la escalera organizacional, corporativa, crecer, avanzar en Finlandia, no importando quién seas y de dónde vengas. Dicen, oiga, la última primera ministra que tuvimos de 35 años, que venía de una familia, pues digamos, humilde, llegó a ser primera ministra. ¿Por qué? Porque nosotros le hemos apostado, por sobre todas las cosas, al tema educativo. Entonces, explica rápidamente, ya está aquí en el estudio Marco y Leonardo. Marco Fernández es, bueno, uno de los hombres que más sabe de educación en el país. Ahorita se los presento bien. Pero qué interesante lo que dijo, que el sistema educativo no tiene nada que ver con el sistema político.
Sí, definitivamente uno de los contrastes con el caso mexicano son dos puntos. Uno, su excesiva politización, la tentación de cada gobierno de hacer una reforma educativa. Llevamos 6 reformas en los últimos 20 años, pues así está medio difícil tener avanzar.
Claro.
Ponen muchas veces a personas que no tienen ni idea de educación por razones políticas.
Claro.
Y luego lo que crean son desigualdades de oportunidades educativas.
Claro.
O sea, hoy en nuestro país, a diferencia de Finlandia, de 100 chicas que piensan y chicos que empiezan la primaria, solo 28 van a terminar la universidad. De ese tamaño es la desigualdad de oportunidades educativas
claro,
en México.
Claro, pero qué interesante, hablando de la falta de follow-up que hay, sexenio tras sexenio, no hay un plan maestro independientemente de quién esté en el gobierno, cuentavientes. En Finlandia da idéntico quién está en el gobierno, quién es el nuevo presidente o primer ministro. Ellos traen un plan educativo que es...
Mira, la clave de esto es que hay un consejo de educación federal, una cosa que, que propone un estudio de Marco ahora recientemente, separado de quién gobierne.
Claro.
Es decir, lo que entenderíamos en México como una política de Estado de educación.
Claro.
Que no depende del partido o del del pelado que ganó las últimas elecciones, sino que aquí queremos ir Vietnam, Corea, Finlandia. Se trazaron una meta de llegar a un lugar, pasaron 50 años y lo lograron. Yo y fueron los primeros países del mundo. Aquí tenemos 100 años de Vasconcelos, 100 años. Y tenemos la mayor deserción, el mayor abandono, el abandono de los maestros, el derrumbe del presupuesto educativo. Y
problemas de aprendizaje, mayúsculos.
Bueno, ahorita vamos a terminar. Ok, now it's your turn, Ape, to translate everything Leo and Marco said in Spanish.
Yes, they said that if you want to vote in the election, in the next election, you should vote for those people who want the best for everyone.
Eso, and muy bien, Ape,
for everyone,
muy bien.
Best for everyone is always through education. Let the brightest minds become brighter, but simultaneously make certain that the gaps in the society are being closed.
Claro, that take seriously education.
Sí, que tomen en serio la educación, claro. Y te voy a decir una cosa.
If you need anyone in there in Mexico to talk to the politicians and show proof that it works, invite me.
Okay.
In and I will change the world of Mexico. Okay.
Tráete Ape a
we
México.
Will invite
Ándale,
you,
Marco.
Ape. We will invite you.
Oye, and last but not least, there's something that I absolutely adore about Finland that I think that is definitely one of the things that we should copy. And it's actually based or seen in a movie that's called Sisu, which I saw recently, maybe a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. So explain to everybody, what is Sisu in Finland?
Sisu is our superpower. And Sisu is, how should I? I'll do an anecdote first. Everyone else in the world can be finished, but we can't because we're Finnish. And that's kind of the difference between us and the rest. So Sisu is the difference of being finished and being Finnish. We don't give up. We never quit. We are for as long as there's the slightest ray of light. And even when it's the darkest night, we understand that it's always darkest just before the sun rises. So regardless of where we are, how tough the situation is, we will keep on going. And if we do not know how, then we will go to school and learn to survive in that situation. That is Sisu. Trust us, trust everyone, and just give your best and learn to handle with the uncertainties and love and trust and learn. And that's Sisu. And no one else has it. Remember, everyone else can be finished, we are finished.
Oh my God. Es que hay un término que se llama Sisu. No sé si vieron la película, si no la han visto, véanla. Pero le digo, explícales a todos este término que es parte de la cultura finesa. Y dice, Sisu es nuestro superpoder. Y lo voy a explicar con una anécdota. Mientras que el mundo esté terminado, o sea, finished, nosotros no pueden acabar porque somos finished, porque somos finlandeses. Y está tatuado en su ADN en hacer siempre tu mejor esfuerzo, todo lo posible, nunca darte por vencido. Si no sabes cómo resolverlo, educarte para aprender a hacerlo y usar hasta el último rayo de esperanza para salir adelante. Y ese es uno de los superpoderes de los finlandeses, como se los he dicho mucho en este programa. Winners never quit and quitters never win. You like that?
Yes, but remember, the most important thing when it comes to that is the winner is just a loser who stood up one more time.
Ah, ya qué bonito. Y dice, claro, me encanta ese dicho. Los perdedores, más bien, los que se dan por vencido nunca ganan. Y los que ganan nunca se dan por vencidos. Y dice, acuérdense, el que gana es simplemente un perdedor que estuvo dispuesto a levantarse una vez más. Ape, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. Let's have this conversation sometime in Mexico when Marco brings you to talk to our politicians about the value of education in a country. A big Thank kiss you to you much. All the way to Helsinki. Ape es doble A-P-E en Twitter. Es doble A-P-E en Instagram, si lo quieren seguir. Y su fundación es funci.fi. Thank you, Ape. Un beso hasta allá.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bueno, Marco Fernández y Leonardo Kurchenko, hoy que es el Día del Maestro, les vienen a dar a todos una clase del infierno sobre el problemón que tenemos en México con la educación. ¿Y qué pueden hacer ustedes al volver en W Radio?
Marta de Baile en W. El podcast. 24 horas de contenido. Solo en Spotify.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart. And it is a infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.